Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two of the Doug and Dave Intel Report with regard to America's final chapter. And that's exactly what it's going to be if we're not A, able to keep Donald Trump alive, B, get him elected, C, help him undo the deep state. We're still brought to you by Noble Gold. And don't let the bullies in the bank who have the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 on their side where they can take your money, don't let them do it. Get your retirement out of the bank. Back it with gold or silver. Noble Gold can do that for you. Hey, there's never any guarantees, and that's a federal requirement that I tell you that. But I'll just say I've been a customer for 7 years. I've been an advertiser for 8 years. It's fantastic. Peace of mind, people. I sleep well at night knowing my nest egg is protected. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet. Now, on to the interview. Have you heard anything about dams having explosives in North Carolina, or are you saying they were blown up, with external means?
I believe it's North Carolina, and I'd had to reference the email. I've had received a lot of emails lately, but I'd had to reference it. But it does say that it was dams blown up by the military, and then the other one was, the fact that the people that are in these affected areas are just about done with the federal government and their lack of response. And the amount of hampering first responders, the amount of hampering volunteers. How dare these people get into, it's not your operational zone. It's not your AO. It was the people's AO, the people's area of operations before you showed up 7 days later. Thanks for showing up eventually and not doing shit for
I
anybody.
agree.
But these people are now stopping hampering private air travel. I know some guys who are volunteering and people that are in those areas, living in those areas. They, text me about once a day when they can. And they're saying, hey, man, people who were here volunteering are being told to leave by the government because they're not approved by FEMA. Well, FEMA does not have the amount of people, the amount of ATVs and horses and mules and freaking dirt bikes and professional hikers and backpackers carrying in ungodly amounts of logistical equipment and medical needs and food and whatnot for these people. The people were better equipped, better prepared, and have already moved and already established a area of operations. And then the government comes and moves in and says, okay, now we'll take over. Negative. No, the incident commander should still be the people. Because the federal government's screwing this up. Dave, the mere fact that $750 is what these people are going to get, and I've got so many different stories of people being denied the money when we have the illegals who are getting dang near $10,000 a month plus free living conditions, free college, free school, don't pay taxes. It is despicable, despicable. And because of that, that's going to get blamed on Kamala Harris because of the weather modification, whatever, of hurricanes. That's getting blamed on Kamala Harris. So to me, it seems like she is being the willful idiot.
No, she's
There's
the
no way,
person who
doesn't see
doing the
that.
will of the people that are behind this. That's she hasn't come up with this on her own, but she's just fine with it.
Do you think that they're the likelihood of an assassination attempt on her is now going to increase because of this storm, her callous lack of response for this?
I've covered this. I believe she's feared assassination all the way through. If she wanted to win Pennsylvania, she should have grabbed Josh Shapiro. Now, I know his pro-Jewish stance runs opposite hers, but do you want to be the president or not? Instead, she went out and chose someone who's more to the left than she is, if that's possible. And I think that's an insurance policy. You might take me out, but you're still going to have Tim Walz, who absolutely cannot win. I don't think there's no amount of cheating that could push that guy over the finish line. So, yes, I've covered this. Her numbers, I've got two good sources, and I can't say a whole lot about background affiliation, but and Martin Armstrong, though, says the whole thing. Martin Armstrong, who's public, says Kamala has a 10% approval rating. Forget the polls, forget everything. I've got two sources in government that monitor, and they are saying between 8 and 12%. They're saying the same thing. If her numbers don't come up to a level where they can cheat, they're going to kill her, is my opinion. They're also going to kill Trump, and they're going to say, look at the violence. We're going into martial law. They'll bring in the Kigali principles and the UN troops. And remember, last week, or actually week before last, we signed the UN Summit of the Future, which binds us into global governance. And I've been through this document on my Rumble channel and also my website. There are 148 overarching points. I went over the top 15. And there's no question, we signed on to world government, and these assassinations could be the preemptive reason that we go into martial law and also send the terrorists loose, let them riot, add to the chaos. And of course, you're going to have the UN here patrolling the streets. And then this is where the persecution of the people will take place. And Biden will leave office. Kamala will ascend to the presidency, and I believe they'll bring in Hillary Clinton. That's my prediction. Listen, Doug, I've been on this for since Kamala announced, so over 2 months. And I got to tell you, I don't have a good feeling for her safety. And I think when you go watch her as Attorney General of California, she could give a coherent speech. Not great, but coherent. Okay? She can't do anything coherent now. I think she's scared shitless. I think this is part of what we're seeing.
She's not a different woman. She's the same idiot. She's the same. She's the same. The same person. But that laughter, that nervous tick.
There you
laughter.
Go. You just hit it. Nervous tick.
So okay. So you think she's psychopathic?
Yes.
I think we can both agree that Trump's an egomaniac.
Yes.
But a lot of men in his stature are. That's not really
uncommon. Politics attracts it, Doug.
Yeah. But the psychopathic, because that is exactly Hillary Clinton. If anything, Hillary is that next stage of even worse than that.
Well, she's a witch. And I mean that literally and not figuratively. I mean that literally. She's into witchcraft.
Yep. She's a wicked something of the West, trying to curtail my potty mouth. But there's something peculiar. I want to say this. There's something peculiar about Kamala. I don't know if she's inebriated. Yes. I don't know if
she has a drinking problem.
Yeah. Her speech pattern, the way her eyes move, the way her body moves, it seems like sometimes when we see her, she is intoxicated. Like she'll move real slowly. There's other times where she just darts back and forth, and everything's joking and joyful and laughing, like if you're on an upper, or like if you had a mimosa or four or five plus a shot of vodka. It seems like she's inebriated, and that's why you never see her approached. Like she's almost hands off approached by the media. The media hounds Trump. They hound the senators and congressmen. They hound Biden, but no one hounds Kamala. And I think that's very interesting.
Well,
so what
yeah, I
what,
used to work what, with drug addicted, includes alcohol people. And I saw a clip of her. This was a real telltale sign that woke me up to this. She went to Wisconsin and she spoke to some law enforcement people, and she was drunker than a skunk. And there's no question she was drunk. And that's not the only time I've seen her this way. You're running for president, okay? Now, maybe I would like to have a couple of beers at night before I go to bed, okay? But if I'm training for the Olympics or running for president, I don't think I have the time to do that. You know, I can't afford to have a beer in my life right now because I need to be fully alert for about 18 to 20 hours a day. How do you run for president and be intoxicated as many times as I've seen her? She has a drinking problem. She's an alcoholic. But she's also a psychopath. And what you see here, one of the things about psychopaths, and we call it antisocial personality disorder. And in fact, let me say this, folks. We're at the end of this broadcast for the podcast. And if you want to hear the rest of this, you have to go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's where you can hear the rest of this interview. I think it's too important to continue. But Doug, let me do the psychology lesson here. Psychopath, sociopath, they're combined into one mental illness today. It's called antisocial personality disorder. About two-thirds of it is genetic, and some of it involves brain abnormalities that prevent people from having empathy. And one of the ways you can really recognize a psychopath, or what we say antisocial, is if you are telling a joke that has emotionality to it, or you're telling a tragic story about someone dying in North Carolina in the flood, how tragic it was. In fact, actually, one of the ladies from Magic Die Call that I work with, she's on top of a mountain in North Carolina. She found a dead baby in her tree. She's still freaked out. God help her. Help this lady, please. Because she is freaked. I'd be freaked. But when I tell you that story, we can have this look in our face. Okay? Our body language mirrors the affect that we're getting. And we show a depressed affect when someone tells a story like that. Kamala does not respond to emotional stimuli with congruent body language. Her body language is often out of place with what she's being told. And I've seen this over and over. And that's one of the clear signs of someone who has antisocial personality disorder. Now, what they learn to do is they generally get pretty good at reading body language. And so they learn to start telling people what they want to hear, and they become really good con men. And this is part of how she's gotten through life, you know, using her sexuality, but also she's a con person. And I've seen evidence of that in her old speeches. And often, too, her affect is out of place with the situation. And I won't go into a lot of detail, but I've seen her give speeches on a particular topic when she was attorney general. And I'm thinking, man, this emotion, it's either lacking for what she's saying or it's over embellished for what she's saying. And so that tells me there's something wrong with her brain. And she can't process emotions and empathy the way we do. And these are people that can murder without conscience. So when I say to you, and I'm not revisiting the argument, but if we let Kamala Harris be in charge and the deep state tells her we need to start rounding people up and killing them, she'll have no compunction but to do it. I mean, she'll have no hesitation. This is who she is.
Do you think she has that personality trait because of inebriance?
Well, that makes it worse, but generally speaking, your frontal lobes the amygdala, certain parts of the brain are underdeveloped in about 2 out of 3 antisocial, something we've known for about 25, 30 years since we've had visual imagery of the brain. And we can actually measure the brains. Some people become this way simply because they have such a horrible environment, and this is how they're conditioned from birth. And then, as usually what happens, most of this illness is a combination of genetics and environment together. I don't know much about her upbringing, but I will tell you what I have been told and what I have read, that her sister Maya and her were an MK Ultra. And I'm not joking. They were associated with the Ford Foundation, and the Ford Foundation does MK Ultra work.
And so like Bill Clinton then, right?
And also Barack Obama. He went through the Ford. His mother had him in the Ford Foundation too. It was Tim Geithner's father that was running the Ford Foundation. It's a CIA front group for MK Ultra. And that's a fact. I mean, I have no hesitation in saying that's a fact. Yep. Was she and Maya there? And you notice she always has this pre-programmed response. Well, I was raised in a middle-class family.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You brought up MK Ultra, that she may be a victim of that. Could be what we see of Kamala be a fractured personality that is, you know, that's what you always show. And then it's that inward darker personality that's hidden way deep. Could that be? Because we know that with MK Ultra, they fracture people's personality and you develop multiple personality disorder, DID disorder. Could that be also what we're witnessing with her?
Yes. Short answer is yes. Let me tell you what's likely. If I was evil enough to create people to do my bidding, like trained assassins, okay, trained politicians to do our bidding on a dime, they'll do exactly what they're told. What I would do with children, and this brain abnormalities that shows up in like the limbic system, the amygdala and so forth, You can do a brain scan of someone and you can see at a pretty early age if these parts of the brain aren't developing normally with other people, where things like guilt and conscience come from. Okay. And if you have that, now you start to do MK Ultra stuff on them. That's the environmental influence that goes with the negative genetics. And what I would suspect, if she truly is a product of the Ford Foundation, and I think the evidence is pretty good, what I would suggest is they've been grooming her for a long time. And you have to remember, in 2019, she raised the most money and she fell flat on her face. What is it about the deep state that insists on bringing in someone that hasn't gotten one vote for where she's at ever? Not in 2019 and not in this last convention. They think they can use her because she's antisocial, conditioned, and controlled. That's my belief about this.
But I think also that's why the possibility of her being the sacrificial goat, that example is even higher in her
True,
because
true. Plan B, Doug.
she was the last of all the political candidates for the Democrats. She was the least popular. Cory Booker was more popular than
Yeah,
her.
exactly.
So the fact that she is the sacrificial goat, because we used to think it would be Hillary, but the problem with Hillary is if there is anyone with dead man switches of, hey, anything happens to me, I know what all of you do.
Hillary's untouchable for that reason. You're right.
Hillary's untouchable. And where Epstein is killable, Hillary must not be arrested, prosecuted, or harmed. That has to be some sort of agreement that evil, sinister person has with all these people. But Kamala, I mean, meh. Nobody cared about her then. Nobody cares about her now. So when she dies, no one cares. But they'll use that act. Oh, well, because in my mind, if you were a evil group, an evil faction, and you wanted to cause civil strife, civil war, then you get a victim of a very traumatic episode, like, let's say, a Helene victim. Let's go ahead and say that they're going to be white. They're probably going to be Christian. They're probably going to be a veteran. And we're going to make sure it's the most nuts dude out of the whole group. And then that person will be the one who takes the shot. And even if he misses, don't worry, we got a sniper on the bell tower. He doesn't miss. That is where my mind goes
I agree.
with Kamala. And
I
that's
agree.
why I do kind of think Trump probably will be the president. If
No.
it's afterwards, I mean, if what, okay, let me ask you this before we leave. What does Kamala have to screw up really, really bad for plan B of getting rid of Kamala to happen?
Can't win.
Plan A, keep doing what you're doing.
Can't win. I told you that when my wife registered my plate today, my license plate, we'll send you a voting ballot. No qualifications. Did you vote? Are you registered? We'll just send it. You want one? We'll send it to you. I mean, clear voter fraud. And if they can't cheat enough using those means and the illegals voting and the machines and the ballot stuffing, if they can't cheat enough to do that and they think the election's really in jeopardy, they've been down this road before with Hillary. They underestimated the popular vote for Trump, especially in the key electoral states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. So when you look at that, I'm going to say that your instincts are good. And it's funny, you and I have had the same thoughts. First of all, why would they insist on having an unpopular person become the president? They failed once. Why in the world would they use her again? It doesn't make any sense. Unless they know how this is going to end for her. And if her,
Right.
quote, assassination has already been pre-planned to create a chaos in the country for reasons of martial law lockdown. That's what I think is coming. And you know who will emerge out of this as your leader? Barack Obama.
I cannot disagree with you. To me, when I see Kamala, I see her handlers, and they handle her like she's a child. And so going back to that MK Ultra thing with the fractured personality, maybe that is how maybe that's how they control and manipulate her. Obviously, this woman's being manipulated. This woman's, for all of her faults, this woman is a victim of her own organization And she will be a victim of, you know, their means by any means to take control.
Sure. You're absolutely right.
Just like we're all pretty sure when she debated Trump that those earrings that are actually microphones that it came out, right? That was probably Obama talking to her, just like it was probably Obama talking to Biden whenever he got made to look like an absolute clown in front of Trump. We're not surprised. Okay, final question, then let's get out of here.
No, I got one more thing to cover.
Okay.
All right. We got to extend.
All right. So something horrible happens to Kamala. Trump can't be president. Obama comes out of nowhere. How? By being the UN president?
UN. He'll be the UN appointed president. Okay, because we'll go into the Kigali principles, which is UN martial law. We've signed the agreement for global governance. The stage has been set. We got what I've been told over a million CHICOM soldiers in the country. There's your vanguard of UN troops with brutal enforcement. Let me tell you the MOF story. Okay. Let me tell you, when you hear this, Doug, you're going to say, holy crap, they do have this plan. First of all, Doug Emhoff is just a scumbag. And I'm not.
He is a horrible representative to the name Doug.
Okay, I agree. Because you're a family man. Okay. I hear the five kids whenever I call you. I know. So anyway, he is just a horrible person. And I'll just give you a couple of examples for brevity's sake. Okay. Kids are in the house. Mom is somewhere. And Daddy Doug is banging the nanny, gets her pregnant, forces her to sign an NDA, but also conveniently just gives her $80,000. But he caused her to have a miscarriage through emotional abuse. And this is her words. This is what she says and her friends are saying. Okay, let's go to part number two, and then I'll tie all this together. He's dating a New York attorney that's remained anonymous, but three friends came out to the Daily Caller and other sources, and they've shown receipts to validate that these two were together for 2 months, and they have like receipts for this restaurant. So they're in Paris at the Cannes Festival, and the traffic is a mile long for taxis getting out of there. It's 3 a.m., and they were saying, well, let's get out of here. And she goes, good, I'll go talk to the guy up there, the valet. And she went up to him. She put her hand on his shoulder, says, if I give you €100, can you get us in the first car? And Emhoff got so jealous with rage, he went up and knocked the crap out of her. And there's witnesses to this. Now, this is Emhoff, and then he's got all these questionable lithium mine dealings, all these other scandalous business operations. Okay, and here's my question. Okay, when they had chosen Kamala, they have to vet her because you don't want the worst things coming out. Whoop, you're screwed, lose the election. But they also have to vet her husband. And this stuff had to be known, Doug. Now, let me tie this together. They know he hit this New York attorney and it's going to come out big time someday, but it's already leaked. They know about knocking up the nanny. Greg Gutfeld and Fox, I hear jokes about it every night. This is a fact. These are things that are disqualifiers. But Doug, if you're going to do away with Kamala, you don't have to worry about all the stuff with Emhoff coming out over time. That's my point. That's why it just solidifies in my mind they're going to get rid of her.
I think there'll be a Me Too moment against him.
There should be. This guy is an awful person. He truly is. And listen, I think Kamala is despicable. I told you she's a psychopath, but no one deserves to be married to someone who has that potential. Fortunately for Kamala, the Secret Service is in the presence constantly. But this guy is brutal. How he survived, and he didn't survive scrutiny. It's been pre-planned, Doug. I think they're going to X her out. And they're going to use that for martial law, constitution gone, all the crap is going to start. Okay, now one of the reasons too, not to revisit the issue for too long, one of the reasons I want to keep Kamala out of winning is so we don't get to this scenario. Because they'll be in control of the scenario. If Trump is elected, that scenario goes by the wayside. Even if they kill Trump, then it's J.D. Vance. That scenario goes away. And this is one of the reasons why I don't want to see Kamala in the White House, because I'm
Well, if
pretty
this
sure this is the plan.
scenario can be played into its full, then you also got to understand that if they don't want Trump, they'll do whatever they need to get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
Which means also assassination attempts, which also means destroying the economy, which also means starting world wars. Syria and Turkey now have entered the BRICS. So NATO is fixing to get into something very contentious. Trump says he's pro-Ukraine, by the way. He's pro that fight against Russia. That's disconcerting. Trump recently said, while being interviewed, where the heck he was just at, that he's pro-attacking Iran and hitting the nuclear centrifuges. He's like, well, isn't that the place you hit? That's what you hit. You hit the nuclear centrifuges. He's pro-Israel attacking Iran, which if that's true, then if Trump becomes president, then Trump will most likely be the president that enacts Operation Nitro Zeus.
And that's exactly. I totally agree with you on that. Nitro Zeus special operations, high casualty rate that'll go in and neutralize the facilities without having to bomb them directly. I totally agree with what you're saying there. The thing about Trump and Ukraine, you know, I would be saying the same thing if I were him, but I would be careful about saying I agree with Putin too, because it's an election year. But if you're sitting down at the table with these two and trying to work out a peace agreement, okay, you got to be on both people's side to negotiate a fair settlement, or as fair a settlement as you can get.
But no one's brought Putin over. NATO has outright, because of Biden, NATO has outright just denied the ability for peace. They would not let Ukraine sue for peace. They would not let Russia sue for peace.
I agree. I know about the former Prime Minister Bennett of Israel. Before Netanyahu came back, he tried to negotiate a peace deal between the two. And the only condition was Zelensky couldn't be touched by Putin, and they would settle basically on some territorial sacrifice to Russia in the eastern part of Ukraine. And that would basically be the end of it. No reparations, no nothing. And Bennett had that done. And Biden stepped in and told Zelensky, you better hope this works, because if it doesn't hold, we're not going to help you anymore and you'll be in trouble. So that's how they kept it from happening. I'll tell you, we could go on forever, because, you know, Doug, when I first started this business, I had to hunt big stories. Today, I'm ignoring three or four big stories a day because there's just too much to cover.
Ain't that the truth? Every 12 hours, a new national emergency. So
every 12 minutes. Are you kidding?
Where we're sitting at right now, what comes first then? The chicken or the egg? The World War III or Civil War?
I don't think the deep state knows, because I think it's more of an algorithm. Okay, if A, then B, then C. But if something happens in C, we'll have to go to double X plan. I mean,
what about the Deagle report then? 2025 is not very far away.
I think we end in the same place, no matter which way we go. So you asked me which comes first. The end result will be, according to Deagle, the goal is a 90% population reduction in the United States and 12% of our GDP left over. I mean, this is a totally decimated nation, according to Deagle. So I agree. And by the way, Deagle is Stratford CIA. So this is a CIA report.
Hey, there's been reports within Africa, and I believe now it's confirmed in Europe, of Marburgs.
Yeah. Listen, Doug, they're going to hit us from every angle they can. Election fraud, World War III, Civil War, directed energy weapons. In fact, they can do earthquakes, too. Same thing, Air Force Under the Weather 2025 is about earthquake weapons. My source that I know, who was a signatory to that agreement, would not agree to use earthquake weapons on civilian populations. And he said, big middle finger to you, I'm out of here. He wasn't the only one, by the way, as I found out. So these people are evil, and they are coming at us from every angle, because ultimately they are satanic. And this is why I call these people satanic Bolshevik communists, because they want the extermination of God's prized creation, human beings. They'd like to get the soul, and I'm not going to go into that story, but I know what I'm talking about here. They want the soul. They can't figure it out. So they go transhumanism, Demorphos, and they're trying to exterminate as many of us as they can and have a small slave class to serve them. And they don't need us because of AI. They don't need us, Doug. That's the bottom line. But they don't want us either. So we are in a world of you-know-what. The poop's on the wall. And folks, we're stepped in it. And where we made our mistake as a nation, and I blame John Kennedy for some of this too, because when Madeleine Murray O'Hare, whatever her name is, she got prayer taken out of the school, okay? And JFK said, well, people need to go to church and double down on that, but we have to follow the Supreme Court. I think people should have done the biggest civil disobedience across this country ever, because the decline of America starts in 1961, with that case. And America has been on a descent into hell ever since that time. I mean, before this, abortion wasn't legal. You didn't have birth control that was dependable other than condoms. You didn't have the pill. You didn't have the morning after pill. You didn't have all the perversion that was allowed. I mean, in the Brady Bunch, that was the first show in the late 60s where a husband and wife could even be seen in the same bed together. This is how strict the morals were in Hollywood. And now anything goes. And the beginning of the fall of America is what we should have stood up to. You tell me I can't pray in school? Hey, Billy, go to school and all your friends pray tomorrow. Let them suspend all of you. If that had happened across the nation, what would they have done? What would they have done?
I think when the Civil War starts, what the elite are finding out is that Americans are going to put up a lot more fight than you thought we were going to.
I agree.
And it's freaked them out. I think these storms prove it. I think the pandemic was the biggest eye-opener to people.
Yes.
And the lackadaisical approach to these types of tyrannical views. And whatever happens to either political candidate, whatever happens internationally, what we do here domestically matters. Preparation matters, not just physically, but spiritually. But something's going to happen. Everybody's feeling it. It's kind of weirdly quiet on the confrontation here in America, because, you know, with Obama, it was confrontation with the government nonstop. With Trump, it was confrontation with the government nonstop. And with Biden, the confrontation with the government has been there, but it's more like prosecutorial, but not confrontation. And we have seen nothing from Antifa. We've seen nothing from the domestic terrorists. We've seen no major terror attacks. And you have DOJ and DHS and these other agencies who are saying something's going to happen. They've been hinting about it. And that's what I'm really kind of just quietly waiting on to see what happens.
No, Sheriff Mack has intel says it's coming. And he was told October 7th. Obviously, it didn't happen. And he said on my show, he says, Dave, I'm not pinning myself to a date because it's not likely to happen on an anniversary date where everyone's kind of watching. But I agree with him. It's coming. We have, with the Border Patrol people telling me, like Gil Mazza, 100,000 to 200,000 terrorists. It's just a matter of time.
Yep.
Just a matter of time.
I bet you we have over a million.
I said this on Stephen Bannon's show today. He asked me how I thought it would go. And aside from the fact that Kamala's in real danger, and people, you got to pray for her. If you're truly a Christian, you got to pray for her redemption, okay? That she repents and comes to God and that we save her soul. And we should be open to helping with that. And it's not our duty in that time to judge. It's our duty to help. But also, too, we need to pray for her safety, whether she converts or not. We need to pray for her safety. I don't want to live in a country that thinks it's permissible to take out people. You know, and Doug, the other thing I'll tell you, too, and we'll kind of close with this. If the deep state really thought we could win, there wouldn't be have been three assassination attempts on Trump.
I don't disagree with that. They're scared of that, man. They're scared of the influence that he has on the people.
Yeah,
I think that's what worries them.
But I don't fear a cult from Trump. But we do have people that overlook some character flaws. And I'm honest enough to say it. A lot of people in the MAGA movement would hit me over the head if they were here now.
He's got character flaws,
but I'm telling you, they're going to take Kamala out if she's president and the martial law is coming. If Trump is the president, they have to go a different route. And I'm not sure what that route will take right now, but I'm telling you, we can't let that woman in. And even if they kill her before, or she were to die of a heart attack, you know, natural causes, they're going to have somebody like Hillary come in and do the same thing.
Yeah, because who else would be in line for the Democratic Party?
Hillary. But also, too, I could listen. Look how they disregard the Constitution, you know, right to a speedy trial. So we hold people for J6 in prison for over 3 years, deny cancer medication, make them sleep in torturous conditions of 50 degree temperatures. So much for a speedy trial. There's no Constitution anymore. I played a clip today. Kamala Harris has said Elon Musk has forfeited his right to free speech and that all public venues need to be monitored and restricted. And I'm thinking, she just told you right there, she's in, First Amendment's gone.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Well, totally gone.
The perfect pair from hell, if it's not Obama, would be Hillary and Gavin Newsom.
Oh, my gosh. Good old Gavin. I really think, well, this could go another way, too. I think it's possible that Obama will end up leading the UN. I think that's real possible. If he doesn't, I look for him. See, here's my point. If they're going to ignore the Constitution in so many areas, okay, why ignore the two-term limit? Just bring Obama back.
Well, I heard that Sissy Boy from Canada, he's talking about being the UN president.
Oh, Trudeau?
Yeah. It was either Trudeau or Macron, and I think it's Trudeau.
Yeah, well, they're very similar for obvious reasons.
Trudeau's way worse. That guy's out of there. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Macron's pretty bad, man. He's I've got a guy coming on my show. We're trying to get it done for Wednesday. But I got a guy coming on, Dave Rubin from Israel. He's pretty well known. And our topic is going to be Macron. He's really bad. His agent sent me some stuff today that Dave uncovered. And Doug, it's worse than bad. I mean, he's really, really worse than Kamala, believe it or not. He's really worse than Kamala. France is going to be in a civil war, too. Make no mistake about it. The French are more likely to stand up to their government than we are. And what they're pushing them to, there's going to be a backlash. I think it'll start with French citizens versus the Muslim invaders, but I think it'll spread to the government very quickly.
I would not be surprised to see a civil war happen in France and a majority side with Russia. Wouldn't be surprised. Same with Germany.
Well, I'm not a Putin fan, but I'll say this. Putin, at least on the surface, it appears that he gives a crap about his people. He does civil defense drills for 40 million people and he puts them inside mountains. Okay, he's done that. He has basically let the reins off Christianity, and Christians can worship freely now in Russia. He's introduced a free market economy. He's rejected the World Economic Forum climate scam restrictions. He said no to all that stuff. And I look at Putin. You know what? Putin's a hell of a lot better for the Russians than what we got for us.
Well, I can't deny that. I mean, Putin is the one who is saying, hey, if you're a displaced farmer from Western Europe and you want a farm, and we have ready to move in farms and lands that need you right now, we will pay you like $400,000 a year to come here and farm. And there are people from Scandinavia that are fleeing and heading to Russia. Rallying that you can see the people organically wanting to say, we want to align ourselves with this. Not to mention, this is a guy where we get our electricity from.
I know.
We get our petroleum from this guy. We need to be in line with this guy. So he's kind of got him pigeonholed.
In my perfect world, Trump aligns with Putin and stops the New World Order in its tracks. China would stand down because they wouldn't stand a chance.
I hope it plays out like that. I hope the world.
Well, Doug, if you don't think I'm right, and I'm just saying this to the audience, if you don't think I'm right, Look what happened when Trump came into office. The first thing was go after General Flynn, an unfounded Russia traitor. And then there was the Russia. There was the Russian dossier. The deep state fears the hell out of Trump aligning with Putin, and that was the purpose behind it. This is why today Trump has to say, I support Ukraine. What he's really saying behind the scenes, I also support Russia, and we need to fix this war and get it over with. I mean, I really believe that's his intent. Doug, we got if Trump, let me put it to you this way. I think if Kamala goes before the election, and I'm saying if she's taken out, and I pray that she's not, I think they'll take Trump out at the same time. Because why would you let Trump just walk in knowing he's going to be a nationalist? That's not what you want. So you take out both of them. It's martial law. Hello, Barack Obama.
Well, Trump said he's going to undo everything the WEF. Did I say that right? The WEF. Everything that they did. But BlackRock's a big supporter of Trump. So it's.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Well, some of their people are.
I'm not. Some and I'll tell you why. BlackRock is, well, they're the biggest asset manager in America. They are the major asset manager for 92% of all major corporations. Okay. And most of those major corporations, like Disney, okay, like this mine for the lithium, this mining company, they're bad news. And BlackRock supports bad people. BlackRock supported the developers that basically, I believe, burned out the people of Lahaina, and they got directed energy weapons to do it. And now they are underselling the people. In other words, they can't get back on their property because they can't afford it, because the insurance companies where BlackRock is the major asset manager is lowballing them in mass. You know, I'm in contact with some people from Lahaina, and I'm also friends with Samantha Starkey, who's gone there and talked to really the leadership of Lahaina that's left. And Doug, I'm telling you, BlackRock is not good. If I were president for a day, I would break BlackRock up into 1,000 pieces because they're an illegal monopoly.
Who's the head of BlackRock? Fink?
Larry Fink.
Yeah, well, that's the...
He's the CEO, and he has a lot of power, but the real people behind him are the six corporations that control the World Economic Forum. By the way, Klaus Schwab came out today and called on governments to outlaw all private gardens in America.
Well, we've discussed this before, but Larry Fink is a very close friend of Trump. He manages a very large portfolio for Trump. So, you know, obviously BlackRock plays both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have the deep state, right? And then you have like the hidden empire, which is now BlackRock, State Street, all these, you know, the three main. And so, you know, it's those groups right there that apparently have the money and the political influence to influence politicians on both the right and the left. And that's very concerning. I don't know who would do anything about it or if there was anything to be done about it. I mean, I know what can be done.
No, I hate to say this, but I think the only solution, and I'm not in favor of this, but if you really want to neutralize BlackRock and Goldman Sachs, you got to burn them down, because they permeate every corporation to some degree. And
well,
I'm not advocating for that, but what I'm saying is only a civil war is going to decide this, Doug.
Well, and that's what you and I keep circling around. We both see from the 30,000-foot view, even though we stray back and forth personally on some things, but we can all see from the 30,000-foot view, there's a desired goal for civil war. There's been one for a while. There's a desired goal for civil war, and then the government cries foul, and then they say, oh, our people are trying to destroy us, and then bam, Kigali principles, and America has become a destabilized empire. We're divided up into many sections, and we look just like what we did to Iraq.
Okay, leave the world behind, Barack Obama, Netflix. Right on its heels was the Civil War movie. That's not an accident.
Predictive programming is real.
Exactly. That's not an accident, Doug. And the bottom line is, our debate on Trump versus Kamala or nothing is going to be a moot point, I think, at some point in time. We have no control over this. If Trump wins, all hell's going to break loose in this country like we couldn't even imagine. There's a reason why a million Chinese and 200,000 terrorists are here. It's a fact. It's a fact. Local police will be overwhelmed. Most of our military will be out of the country. We'll be defenseless. We'll have to form communes. Thank God we have 400 million weapons in this country. But I do think we're very vulnerable. People don't realize it's going to be football games, concerts, schools, shopping malls. And I believe there's going to be like a Tet Offensive approach. They're all going to be attacked on the same day in every state in a couple hundred locations.
Do you see that the American Waterworks Company out of New Jersey had one of the largest cyber attacks ever happened to a critical infrastructure that affected over 14 million people? It's not really like you can't get your water or your power got turned off, but you couldn't get into the payment portal. And then nothing else was really done. So to me, that kind of looks like a penetration test.
It's Verizon. It's Verizon, too. Have
just you like heard Verizon. About Verizon. Yes, just like Verizon. So what's important to note is that our enemies, whomever they are, inside or outside this country, are doing penetration tests that are successful. And it is directed towards the infrastructure, which is what I always go back to.
You've been saying that all along. Yes. I got to give you credit. You've been saying this for 3 years, or maybe even longer. But Verizon's been taken down in various locations twice within a week. Mm-hmm. And to me, they're tampering with taking down communications in preparation for all this crap is happening. You can't call 911. You can't call neighbors to try to get a coalition going to protect each other.
I wanted to say the thing that I'm working on, and I'm talking with a lot of victims from the storm. So if I may, if you're a victim of the storm from Helene and you want to get in contact with me about what happened, especially if you're law enforcement, fire, emergency management, and you want to get your story out there, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create an after action of what the community did right after the storm to try and get supplies to the people. How was the logistics affected? How was your communications affected? What are the things and means that you did to restore logistics, to restore communication? What was the technology that you used that helped? So if you have any of that information and you want to feed it to me, please send it to AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. I'm trying to put this big after action together to send it out so that communities can say, hey, look, we know that during this storm, all these things broke down, but these were the things that were useful that helped us to get back to some sort of restoration.
Yeah, I'm interviewing a gentleman named Daryl tomorrow. Same situation. And he's very vehement about this. And by the way, he's a veteran, he's a Republican, and he's black. And we're seeing a shift in people of color and where they're politically aligning now. The Democratic Party is the party of Satan and the party of evil and the party of genocide. The Republicans aren't much better, but they're a little better. The MAGA movement is a little better than the Republicans. We probably need the Jesus Party. Not probably, we do.
Make America repent again.
That's not going to happen until Judgment Day. And the bottom line is, you need to stay in prayer. The book of Matthew promises that if you're faithful to the Lord, he'll be faithful to you through the hard times. Yeah. And I think that's the thing that we all need to hold on to, because we're going to go through some really hard times. And you've got to pray for your enemies as well as your allies.
Amen.
I know this sounds terrible, but when you get off this broadcast, you need to pray for not just Donald Trump, but you need to pray for Kamala Harris. Pray that she has a repentance, okay, and she turns to the Lord. Of course, that might hasten what's going to befall her too, but the bottom line is, folks, this is temporary in this life. Hell and heaven are forever.
Yeah. It's a wide road that leads to hell, to damnation, to eternal suffering. And everybody, all your friends and all your buddies, And everyone in the world will try to drag you to it, but it is a very narrow path to get to heaven. And but it is a righteous fight. It's a good fight. And that is the best thing that you can do is stay on that narrow, righteous path. Do not be swayed off of it, period.
We just had our assistant pastor at our church say that exact same quote on Sunday. Same exact quote. That's why I was smiling when you said it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've torn up the country into pieces. But really, we're just reporting what is. And we think we're really accurate here. And I just hope that you pray for discernment so you can support the correct things according to your conscience and how you serve the Lord. See, Doug, I don't deny you that either. I'm just saying what's right for me. And I believe the Holy Spirit's telling me to be engaged. But I can't dispute some of the things you've said about the right. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit's told me that I should be doing certain things. But also, too, the Holy Spirit has told me I need to show more compassion to our enemies. That's been real. I got hit with that yesterday in church like you wouldn't believe. I just said, you know, I can't just be a total enemy to these people. I have to pray for them. But they're still the enemy because I believe they want to kill me and my family and you and your family. And I really do believe that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the longest broadcast in the history of the Doug and Dave Report, Intel Report. We're glad to bring it to you. I may actually break this up into two.
It's only 2:30 in the morning, Dave. We've got hours left.
You know, it's funny. It's 12:22 here on the West Coast. I'm on a roundtable tomorrow with Stephen Bannoun and John Moore at 6 a.m. my time. So I'm going to get about 4 hours sleep before we're all said and done.
Hey, can I say one last thing? Yeah. There's an update on Hurricane Milton. They're now saying that it's reached 180 mile per hour max sustained winds with gusts of 200 miles per hour. This is now considered the fourth strongest hurricane ever recorded by pressure. It's at 897 millibars on this side of the world. The eye of the hurricane is 3.8 miles wide. It's extraordinarily small.
That means it's spinning faster.
Yes, this hurricane is nearing the mathematical limit of what Earth's atmosphere over this ocean water can produce. And lastly, did you know, July 11th, 2013, a patent was created for the method to influence the direction of travel of hurricanes? Interesting to note.
Oh, my. Say that again.
So patent number 20130175352, July 11, 2013, the method to influence the direction of travel of hurricanes was created.
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidences.
Well, okay. Do you remember Katrina? It just took a right turn and slammed New Orleans.
No.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And that's when I said, you know what? This is Project HAARP. This is what it is. We're reaching mathematical potentials for Milton. Folks, this is by design. And trust me, it's going to do damage to the Republican Party. It's going to do damage to the GOP more than the left. I guarantee you. It's what's happened in North Carolina. It's going to happen again. And it's also a distraction because people are talking about the weather and not where's Kamala not doing interviews.
I'm more worried about the people than the election. That's where my heart's at.
I couldn't agree with you more. I totally agree with you more. Okay, Doug, we've set a record ourselves tonight. We've reached the Earth's limit for a podcast. So I look at these podcasts that come on places like YouTube, and they do like 3 hours. And I go, my God, you're a better man than I am.
Hey, look, just because I love you, Dave, I'm going to do this for you. The Earth is not flat. So have fun with all those comments.
All right, buddy. Take care, buddy. We'll see the rest of you later. God bless everybody.